Ah, 2-2-2. Now, let me tell a little story about this song. You know what? Actually, I have a question for you. You did a song called 2-2 on Mutants from Mars, which is our first demo tape. Does that have anything to do with this song? How did we come apart?
Oh, yeah. It's exactly...
Is it the same...
It's the same chord progression. The melody, instead of being that sort of arty-farty gibberish that we had, we put words to it.
That's right. Yeah,
but we built off that, obviously.
Because that was... Okay, so that was in 2001. We started recording this song. And at the time, this was going to be a part of Tom Timoney's label, Esoteric Music Group. It was going to be an 8-inch square picture disc. And, what's the name of that label? King's Records out of New Zealand. And it was supposed to come out, it was going to be this. The B-side was going to be a new recording of Bed of Nails, the 10-year anniversary mix, or whatever we called it. And the whole thing never came out. But I know in the past you've said that you don't really care for this track or your take.
Well, yeah, I like the song. I like the chorus a lot, too. It was the vocal take. If I had more time, I would have worked on it a little more. But at that point, I think Chuck was kind of getting fed up because, you know, rightfully so, because in our usual fashion, we were keeping him waiting and he wanted to put something out. So it was like, well, it's kind of now or never. So, I mean, I guess there's worse, but there could be better. But it's a personal thing. I just hear bits in it. I wish I could have done that over again.
There's so many things I could talk about this track. There's so many factors. One of my best friends in the world, Pat Bukowski, who's taken many of our pictures, this is the song that really just threw him into the stratosphere. He's like, wow, you guys are doing like cool pop stuff. Because up until this point, we're doing our crazy avant-garde kind of meets power poppy kind of thing, but mostly strictly, you know, Residents, ripping off the Residents kind of
weirdo music.
Yeah, and he was floored by this song. Now, at the time, that 2001 version didn't even have live drums. I think we did it on Simmons drums, right?
Well, that was one of those, again, same thing. We were trying to be minimalistic, and that just doesn't work for us.
Yeah, no, we need the whole thing. But up until this point, this is one of my favorite guitar solos I ever did. We were writing this at home. This song actually, I think this song marks the first time we ever used an outside musician in our music, yep, which is Mayanna Nielsen. She did the saxophone. And I remember recording her, and like she would do like little passes, and she couldn't see us because she was in the vocal booth. And it's like we're going crazy, like nudging each other, because it's like, this is so cool, we're actually recording, you know, like live saxophone. We never play with anybody who plays a sax. And it was just an outside inspiration, and it was awesome.
And we didn't write anything for her. She came in, so it's like we were two little schoolgirls in her. Oh my god! It was so good. She nailed it. And the same thing, like I said before about the intro. It's just we knew it's like that's the take, and it speaks for itself.
Oh, this is so cool.
This is another one we played live. We were actually going to try using the arpeggiator live, and I'm still, to this day, thankful we didn't, because I sort of would have been in like a Quadrophenia live nightmare, I'm sure. Probably would have gone out of sync and just been so the whole acoustic thing came in, we kind of turned it around and just did it strictly that way.
Yeah, that came out really, really good. Remember we were rehearsing this and we were trying to match it up with the arpeggiator, and it was just like, I'm like, this could be brutal if one of us is just out of a sync.
Oh yeah, you know? I guess that was the other thing. It was luckily we had that tip off in rehearsal. It wasn't working then, so let's not try this in front of a festival crowd.
Right. And the song also features me on lead punch, the second verse.
Money.